Hello and welcome or welcome back to Sex, Scandals, and Shenanigans. My name is Adrian and I'll be your host. In this show, I discuss history's most notorious lovers and mistresses. And also, I think at this point, anybody who has major sex scandal throughout history will be covered. In today's episode, we're crossing the pond from England, since it now has a new ruler, spoiler alert, to the land of the Franks. This episode will discuss Bertrada de Montfort and her relationships with her husband and whether or not she can be determined as a mistress to Philip the First of France. So, as usual, let's define what a mistress is. Per Cambridge Dictionary, a mistress is a woman who has a sexual relationship over a long period of time with a man who is not her husband. Contextual definition, a woman who sleeps with a man regardless of his marital status. So let's see if she qualifies as a mistress. Let's get into her family history and early relationships. Bertrada was born in or around 1070 to Simon I, Lord of Montfort and Agnes of Evreux in the Normandy area. Bertrada's grandfather was Richard, Count of Evreux, who was a leading Norman noble during William the Conqueror's reign. Bertrada's uncle, William, fought with William the Conqueror in the Battle of Hastings in October 1066. During the 1080s, Bertrada became the ward of her uncle, William of Evreux, the one who fought with William the Conqueror. During this wardship, around 1089, the powerful but currently married Fulk IV of Anjou demanded her hand in marriage. This demand was made to Robert Curthose, the eldest son of William the Conqueror, due to Fulk's involvement in defeating a rebellion in Manceaux, which is now a modern area of northwest of the county of Maine, which does border with Normandy. Due to this ending of a rebellion, William de Evreux approved the marriage alliance between Fulk and Bertrada. Let's do a deep dive on Fulk IV of Anjou. Fulk was born around 1043, about 27 years before his wife, in Anjou, France. His parents were Geoffrey II, Count of Gâtinais, who was married to Ermengarde of Anjou. Ermengarde was the sister of Geoffrey Martel. While he too had many spouses, four in total, he died without children and the title of Count of Anjou went to his brother-in-law by 1060. Fulk IV, given the epithet of Le Rochin, this name references numerous translations, as these aren't a direct translations of rude, sullen, or surly. Heroic was also listed, but based on previous words, he wasn't a fun person to be around. Anyway, Fulk's first marriage was in 1068 as he came into the title Count of Anjou. His first wife's name was Hildegard of Beaugency. One contemporary source, Otteric Vitalis, a Benedict monk from England, who had a very low opinion of Fulk, Vitalis describes him as a man with many reprehensible, even scandalous habits. This is what Bertrada gets to look forward to when she marries Fulk IV of Anjou. Anyway, back to Fulk's first marriage. They married in 1068 and then in 1070, she died. Nothing much has been relayed to Ermengarde's history. Within the year, Fulk married Ermengarde of Bourbon. He sounds like he's the medieval version of Johnny Carson, where it seemed all of his wives before Bertrade or Bertrada were all named Ermengarde, kind of like Joan with Johnny Carson. Anyway, Ermengarde's father was Archimbaud IV, or also known as Archimbaud the Strong. From this union, Fulk and Ermengarde de Bourbon had a son, Geoffrey IV Martel. Eventually, Geoffrey becomes Fulk's heir as the Count of Anjou. He'll become slightly more important soon. In 1075, 5 years into their marriage, Fulk decides to repudiate his marriage. His reason? Consanguinity, meaning he and Ermengarde of Bourbon were too closely related, I think within 4 degrees of the family. Marriage number 3, Ermengarde of Châtillon, near current Nouvelle-Aquitaine, France. Her father was Isambert or Isambard. They were married in 1075, and Fulk, deciding this marriage too isn't working, repudiates Ermengarde in 1080. So now in 1080, he had another marriage to a daughter of Walter I, Count of Brienne. And like his previous quote-unquote marriages, he divorced her by 1087. Apparently he can't make up his mind. Jesus, Fulk, make a decision. So far, died divorced 3 times, and here we are, Bertrada de Montfort. We finally get to their marriage. As explained earlier, Fulk gained support from William I of England's son, Robert Curthose, Duke of Normandy, in due part because he put down a rebellion. Fulk, at this point, is around 43 years old. In 1089, Bertrada and Fulk are married. Within this marriage alliance, Robert Curthose was able to regain former lands from a French noble named Ralph or Rafe the Asshead. Side note, Rafe the Asshead was a leading Norman noble who was part of the minority council for William of Normandy. Also, Rafe was given his epithet of asshead due to a large and shaggy head, similar to an ill-kept donkey. Ralph, or Rafe, may also have been called Raoul. With Bertrada, though, Fulk has one son, Fulk the Fifth, either born in 1089 or 1092. Again, we're not sure. Here comes the scandal. By 1092, things have changed, and not for the better. So we know that Bertrada and Fulk IV were married for at least 3 years prior to marital discord coming into play. Or did it not leave it in the first place? By 1092, Philip I was touring France and had met up with Fulk in the town of Tours. I've been there. Very nice. If you go, that's where all the country chateaux are. Chenonceau, Clos Lucet, and then Blois. Just a heads up. I'll get into those in a different episode whenever we get there. Let's get back to the scandal. Shenanigans, shall we? I should note that at this point, Philip I is already married to his wife, Bertha of Holland. There's a big to-do, and to get support, Philip's mother and Anna Akeve needed to get support from Hainaut. To simplify everything, out of the agreement for helping France, Hainaut and Holland settled for a marriage agreement between Philip of France, and Bertha of Holland. From this marriage came 3 children. Constance, Princess of Antioch from 1078 to the 14th of September 1126. Louis VII, I'm getting ahead of myself here, but yes. Louis VII, born in 1081, died in 1137. And Henry, born and probably died in 1083. So, Philip had his heir and was ready to move on romantically from Bertha. He sent her off and imprisoned her. He also tried to repudiate her because she was fat. If you want more information, please visit Battle Royale, the one on the French monarchs. Anyway, so yeah, he tried to repudiate his marriage with her, and then Philip meets Bertrada. Prior to their meeting, fateful or lustful, Philip was intending to create an alliance with Sicily, intending to marry Emma of Hauteville. She came from another leading Norman family. In any case, this marriage and relationship never came to be. On the 16th of May, 1092, Bertrada leaves Fulk IV for or with Philip I. This is how Odoric Vitalis described Philip's bad behavior and mismanagement of his marriage to Bertha of Holland. Philip, King of France, carried off Bertrada, the wife of the Count of Anjou, and having repudiated his own illustrious queen, made a shameful marriage with the adulteress. He would not abandon this dishonorable connection, notwithstanding the censures of the French bishops on the criminal pair, the one for having deserted his wife, the other her husband, and the king sunk into an age and infirmities in all the corruption of this foul adultery. The shenanigans in this relationship just get bigger and better. According to historyofroyalwomen.com, Bertrada and Philip marry in the fall of 1092, but because both parties were not divorced or repudiated their spouse, their marriage was not seen as valid or recognized by the Catholic Church. Okay, who would dare not to recognize this marriage? Well, at least 2 important members of the church. Yves, Bishop of Chartres, he was the opponent number 1. Yves did not attend the wedding and also tattletaled to Pope Urban II. Speaking of Pope Urban II, he too did not recognize the marriage of Philip and Bertrada. When Urban II learned of their scandalous wedding, he put Philip, Bertrada, and France under excommunication and interdict, meaning no one could receive baptism, funeral rites, marriages, etc. In 1093, Philip was hopeful that things would turn around for him and Bertrada, as his official wife, Bertha, had died. This could possibly mean he could legally marry or have his marriage legally recognized by the church. Yeah, that didn't happen. In fact, during their marriage, I say that with air quotes, Philip lied to Pope Urban II, saying that he put Bertrada aside and maintained his sanctioned marriage to Bertha up until she died. Philip got lucky. In 1096, Urban II lifted the excommunication on Philip, Bertrada, and France. While the Catholic Church opposed the notion of Bertrada being Queen of France, or at least officially recognized, she was recognized as the Queen of France as of 1096. From their marriage, Philip and Bertrada had 3 children. Philip, Count of Mons, from 1093 to 1123. Fleury, another son, Seigneur of Nargis, 1095 to 1119. And Cecile. First she married Tancred, Prince of Galilee, and then she secondarily married Hans of Tripoli. Side note, Tancred, Prince of Galilee, was the son of Emma of Hauteville, the potential bride of Philip before his meeting with Bertrada. Prior to the 1096 lifting of the excommunication that Pope Urban had put
Philip, Bertrada, and also all of France under, Philip continuously backtracked his promises to Urban II, claiming he would put Bertrada aside. Well, he did, but then he'd go back to Bertrada. By 1101, Urban II had re-excommunicated Philip and France and put them under an interdict. Remember, that means no marriages, no funeral rites or last rites, and no baptisms, or essentially all ecclesial rites and privileges were no longer being allowed in the country of France. I guess you can say Philip fucked around and found out. By 1104, Philip pulled a stunt of public penance, thus restoring France from excommunication interdict. By 1108, finally, Philip kicked the bucket and was buried at Saint-Benoît-sur-Loire and was not at Saint-Denis like his forefathers and actually his descendants. Just because Philip died didn't mean she was up to ending any of her shenanigans. One other anecdote that needs to be mentioned comes from, of course, Odoric Vitalis. By 1108, after Philip died, Vitalis wrote that Bertrada had written to Henry I of England that Louis VI, Philip's heir, also known as Louis the Fat, by the way, should be arrested, and this way he could be removed from the throne so that one of her sons, particularly her son by Philip, also named Philip, could be the next king. According to Vitalis, Bertrada also utilized witchcraft and poison. Sounds like she was a medieval version of Medea from Greek mythology. However, her attempts were unsuccessful. Bertrada, however, went on and outlived Philip by about 9 years. After Philip's death, Bertrada moved to Fontevraud Abbey, which becomes important later, and became a nun. By 1112, she founded a daughter house, meaning an extension to Fontevraud Abbey, and became its abbess, located in Haute-Bruyères. Maybe it's just me, but here's an ironic thing that happened to little Miss Homewrecker. Bertrada died on the 14th of February, 1117. Guess whose saint day that is? Saint Valentine's, who is the patron saint of love and romance, but he also has a few other patronages. He's the patron saint of beekeepers, epilepsy, young people, engaged couple, happy marriages, and travelers. I don't remember seeing any bees in this story. I don't see any happy marriages. And I guess you could say she traveled from one husband to another. Before determining as to whether or not she was a mistress, we should note who descended from her and Philip and her first husband, Fulk. Notable descendants include Geoffrey III, Count of Anjou, father of Henry II, Fitz-Empress, King of England, Duke of Normandy, obviously Count of Anjou, Simon de Montfort, 6th Earl of Leicester, who married Eleanor of England, daughter of King John I, and sister of Henry III of England. Through her son with Fulk V, who became King of Jerusalem after the First Crusade, was the great-grandfather of Henry II. His son Geoffrey married the daughter of Henry I, whom she wrote about having Louis the Fat killed, the daughter Matilda, the former Empress of the Holy Roman Empire. Through them, their daughter-in-law was Eleanor of Aquitaine. So, now we can get back to whether or not she was a mistress. As stated earlier, we defined what a mistress was, and now we need to determine if Bertrada was defined as a mistress, or if she exemplifies what a mistress is. She was married prior to her scandalous relationship with Philip I. Her children from Philip could indeed be considered bastards, as they were not born of a legitimate or recognized marriage, or at least not by the Catholic Church. But her marriage to Philip I could be considered a morganatic, or at least in the vein of her royal children not inheriting the French throne. So, was Bertrada a mistress? I would venture to say yes. She left her one husband for husband number two. It can be justifiably assumed that Philip and Bertrada had premarital relations. I can guarantee you there's going to be more relationships like this, just not in next immediate episodes, but we'll have other issues that come up with couples who may or may not have, or what may seem to be morganatic marriages. That being said, I just want to say thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Next episode will be coming soon. We shall be talking to a lady named Les Dangereuses, or Dangerous, as she's also been known to be called. So here's to the next episode when it comes out. As always, try not to get into any shenanigans yourself, as I just may end up telling your story. If you'd like to reach out to the show, you can email me at sexscandalshenaniganspod@gmail.com. You can also visit my website, sexscandalshenanigans.my.canva.site, where all episodes are available. And until next time, bye!